I was 15 by the time I was convicted.
Did you go straight into the adult prison system? No,
I was sent to juvenile prison at Swinfoot Hall, which was pretty much sending me to gladiator school. And
that's in a sense, just because you had to learn to protect yourself.
Yeah. You have to fight anybody and everybody. And, you know, that was the case. I mean, the first time I ever got put on a governor's report, which is getting in trouble for infringing the prison rules, was when I was actually attacked by two other inmates, where one of them threw boiling water in my face while the other one started beating me up. And I was actually placed on report for refusing a direct order to mop my own blood up off the floor by a prison officer who stood there and watched it happen. And he told me to mop the blood up off the floor. And of course, I refused. And I was put on report for it. I was found guilty and I was punished.
How many institutions or prisons were you at throughout your whole sentence?
Officially, I think I was at about 18 prisons. Unofficially, probably 25.
Is that just because partly that's the way that people serving long sentences are treated, but that also was that a reflection of the fact you wouldn't kind of buckle to the rules?
That's far more a reflection of refusing to actually give in or give up or accept their authority over you, whichever it may be. Most lifers will go from a Castro B life of prison, Gartree, something like that maybe, and from there they'll go to the Cat C, go to a Cat D, and then out. And it's not very usual for someone to be moved from prison to prison to prison.
When did that whole process begin, where you started to challenge things?
Basically, it started off at the ball rolling more in the very early 90s. It was actually probably about 1991 when Liberty had a campaign on about miscarriages of justice, and there was 110 cases featured. It was actually it was The Guardian, I'm not sure. But there were 110 cases featured, and I was one of them featured. And through that, I got in contact with Trial and Error, who were working at Channel 4. And, of course, Liberty were asking for lawyers to, you know, take on these cases. The vast majority of them had no solicitors. Yeah. Lawyers abandoned them immediately after the trial. You know, I saw my lawyer once before I went to court. He's not going to come and visit me afterwards. You know, I saw my QC once before I went to court. You don't really have any recourse or resources to do anything else about it. How do you get a court transcript?
Yeah, of course.
You know, yeah, yeah. Where are you going to find 10 grand for one? Because you've got to pay for it. You know, so you have to have these organisations. Trial and Error got partial copies of the transcripts. They did an investigation where they actually found some DNA evidence that was left over from the trial, which hadn't been destroyed. They actually found it. Unfortunately, it was just such small and such bad quality material that they couldn't actually use it. So it wasn't actually possible to actually use it. But the process of this last appeal started probably in early 1990s, and we were in a position by, I think, 1995 to actually go to the Home Secretary and ask for a new appeal, which he refused on the basis of a psychologist's report who said it was quite possible for me to have said the things I'm supposed to have said to the police. It took us another couple of years to overturn that decision and start the process again of applying for a new appeal. Eventually, the psychologist who wrote that report actually rescinded it and actually agreed with us in the end. But that process takes quite a long time. And, of course, by then, the CCRC had been introduced, so that everything was passed over to the Home Office and the whole process started again.
So it starts from scratch again?
Well, from the refusal by the Home Secretary in 1995, my appeal was in 2005.
Yeah.
You know, that was a 10-year process. You know,
so 10 more years of your life.
10 years of my life, but 8 of which I was still in prison.
Turn now to, you know, essentially your life outside of prison. I mean, to have gone in at such a young age, to have then come out again in 2003 without being prepared for it. What was it like?
My probation officer at the time, quite a nice lady, and she actually really meant quite well, but about as much use to me as a fucking chocolate fire guard. You know, she was actually embarrassed to speak to me about things. I've been locked up since I was 15 years old. I'm getting out of jail at the age of 40. You know, I'm a 40, I am your typical fucking, never mind the movie, I am a 40-year-old virgin. You know, that was fucking scary shit for me. And there was nobody there to help me.